Tonight's shir, Simin Lamed Beis, If Lamed Vav. And before we begin, just a quick introduction. In a Sefer Torah, we have spacings between sections called Psuchos and Stumos. And if you look in a Chumash, a printed Chumash, they'll put a Pei or a Samech to mark the distinction of Psucho or Stumo. And typically, what happens is a satuma is a spacing of some 9 letters, kind of the equivalent of a tab space. And psucha, we start to jump down to the next line, like enter. You hit enter and jump down to the next line. So when you look at the parashas of tefillin in a chumash, the parasha of Kadashli Kol Bachor and the Hayki of Yilcha, they're all pesuchos. There's a pay before those parashas begin. If you get to Veschanan and look at Shema, there's a pay before Shema. It's a pesucho. You get to Vahoyim Shemoa, there's a samach. In the Sefer Torah, Vahoyim Shemoa is not a pesucho. The line doesn't start Vahoyim Shemoa. Vahoyim Shemoa is in the middle of a line, and there's a space of empty letters before it. It's a stuma. So 3 of the tefillin parashas appear in the Sefer Torah as psuchos, and 1 as stuma. And that's going to have ramifications of how you write the parashias for tefillin. That's the framework of Se'if Lamed Vav. So Se'if Lamed Vav begins as follows. Ya'aseh kol parashiyoseh pesuchos chutz mi parasha achroin ha'ksuva b'Torah she'ivahoyim shemoa she'asen es stuma. All the parashias that you write for tefillin should be pesuchos, which means they start the line, and our account is the line begins with those, that parasha, with those words, except for the last parasha, which was written in the Torah as a stuma of Vahoyim Shemoa. So Vahoyim Shemoa will not be written on the beginning of the line. Vimshina, and if you change from this, you reverse Psuchus and Stumus, Pasul. It's no good. The Amor says, "V'yesh machshirim b'kulam psuchos." Some say they could all be psuchos, which means I can begin even v'hayim shemoa from the beginning of the line, the same way as I do the other parshios. Uvedinas elu nohagin af parsha v'hayim shemoa b'rosh hashita k'shar parshios. In our medinas, we do that. We write even v'hayim shemoa, which is a stuma, in tefillin we do it psucho, and we start the line with that. Practically speaking, that's not what we do, but that's what the Amor says was the accepted practice. So Mechaber continues, V'lechein therefore, Nahagu, the Minigis, Parshas Kadoshli, V'yeki Aviyacha, U'Parshas Shema, all 3 of those Parshios, Maschil and Barosh Hashita, they start at the beginning of a line, because they are Psuchos in the Sefer Torah. U'Besov Kadoshli, U'Besov V'yeki Aviyacha, and when you finish the Parsh of Kadoshli and V'yeki Aviyacha, Menichin Chalak De'licht of Teisha Oisius, there has to be enough space to write 9 letters, meaning to say that the last line of Kaddishli and the last line of Ahayaki Yaviyacha end mid-line, mid-column, so that there's still empty space to the end. Ubesof Shema Ein Menichen Chalak. We don't leave any blank space at the end of the Parsha Shema, because Vahayim Shemoa is a Parsha Stuma, not a Pesucha. V'menichen And if you do leave a space at the last line of the Parsha Shema, V'hafta, then make sure you don't have 9 letter space. U'parashas V'hoyim Shemoa, maschilim be'emtza shita elyona. You get to V'hoyim Shemoa, we're not going to start at the beginning of the line like a pesucha. Rather, we're going to move in, indent it, basically, in the middle of the top line. There should be a space of 9 letters empty on the first line before you begin V'haya Im Shema. The Nimsa, so it comes out if you do this, the first 3 parashios, Kaddishli, V'haya Ki Aviyacha, and Shema are all pesuchos, Bein Laharambam, Bein Laharosh, whether you hold like the Rambam or the Rosh, and the last parasha, Baharsha of Ahayim Shemoa is a stuma according to the Rambam. But the Mechabers indicate to us that according to the Rosh, this way of writing will not have Vahayim Shemoa as a stuma. Even that will be considered a psucha according to the Rosh. So there's a machlokes Ram and the Rosh of how you define psuch and stuma. And according to the Rosh, if I leave nine letters empty at the beginning of the line, and then I start for Haim Shemar, that's also called the psucha. The Rosh's stuma classically is going to be in a Sefer Torah. We have words before it, space, and words after it. That's a stuma. But if you have nine empty letters and start writing, the Rosh holds that is a psucha. The Rama holds that's a stuma. So the Mechaber says, write it like that, and according to the Rambam, it's a stuma. According to the Rosh, it's a psucha, but we said the Rama already said before, yesh omim, in any case, psuchas are fine, and tefillin, some of you don't worry about it. So that's how the Mechaber held the parasha should be written. Mishtabura sefkan kuf nun hei, kol parashiyosel. So we begin by saying all the parashios for tefillin are psuchos chutz, kol with an exception, they're all psuchas except for v'hoyim shema. What's the Lomit to say? Me'atfilin shel yad. When you write the tefillin shel yad, hal v'hinichtavus b'klaf echod, since they're all in one piece of parchment, v'shayich mem psucha stuma, we could talk psucha and stuma. Tehainu k'shemenik menichim mokam chalok b'suf shita achrona shel parsha rishona. When we leave, we need to say, if you leave a portion of the last line of the first parsha empty, k'day tes oisius, at least nine letter spacing, umaschel parasha shalachra brosh ashita b'daf hasheni, then you start the next column and you begin the next parasha at the beginning of the line. Hai parasha shalachra nikra psucha. So the second parasha you're writing is called the psucha. K'moshe b'sefer Torah nikras parasha hamaschelas brosh ashita parasha psucha l'kuli amo. The same way in a sefer Torah, the parasha that starts the column is called the psucha according to everyone. When there are nine letters empty on the previous line, or on the last line of the previous amud. So we don't call it psucha if the last line is complete and then you start the next line. It has to be a space, either from one line in the column to the next line, or from the end of one column to the beginning of the next column. Al betfilin shel roish. When you get to tefillin shel roish, shel parashas nechtav mal arba klafim. There's four separate parchments, one for each parasha. In la hakbid bahem be pesuchos ustumos. We're not particular about pesuchos and stumos. Ach no gul lachatchil hakbid. But even in shel roish, the minig is to be machmir lachatchilo. Kein kosfu ha'achron. That's what the achronim write. Vayin beraloch mashikasal v'shem pimegomza. Look in the beraloch what we quote in the name of pimegodim. Sifkatan kuf nun vav pesuchos chutz v'chulo. So they're all pesuchos. They all begin the line at the beginning of the parasha, with one exception. Then eshagimu mishoynes shehem. The first three parashas that are kadesh, vayki aviyacha, and shema, him pesuchos b'ter. These are all pesuchos in ter. Like we said, you look in a chumash, there's a pay before it starts. The parashas v'haim shema is stuma, whereas v'haim shema is a stuma. There's a samach before that in a chumash. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech lichtov b'tfilin gamken kach, you should write in the tfilin the way it's in the Sefer Torah. Tanish yaniach mokam chalok kadei tisha oisis b'sof shita achroina shal parshas kadesh. You make sure that parshas kadesh, which is the first parsha, ends, the last line is mid-line, so there's at least nine letters to the end. Kadei shal parshas v'hoye ki aviyacha sheyaskle b'rosh ashita harishonish b'daf hasheini. So when you get to the second parsha on the next column, which starts at the Haiki Yaviyacha, at the very beginning of the line, Tia Parasha Pasucha, it should be considered the Pasucha, Kamoshi Batur, the way it is in a Sefer Torah. V'chein, similarly, Acha Parashas V'Haiki Yaviyacha, when you do end V'Haiki Yaviyacha, so the next Parasha is going to be Shema, Kadesha Parasha Shema Tia Pasucha, you want Shema to be Pasucha, so you make sure V'Haiki Yaviyacha ends the last line, midline, at least nine letters blank, you get to the next column, you start Shema, beginning of the line. But the last parasha, Rabbi Shemoa, has to be stuma. You'll have to explain how to accomplish that, because it's not going to be on the same line as the previous parasha, like in the Sefer Torah. Uparashas kadesh, after b'ter hipsucha machshu mafsik berevach kisha oisiv b'shurk demeslaw. Now the first parasha, kadeshli, in the Sefer Torah is psucha, because it begins after a nine-letter space on the previous line. The Kanye Shaykh said you can't do that in the parashias of Tefillin Shayad. The parashias Shana is the very first parasha. But since it begins at the top of its column, at the beginning of the column, there's nothing written before it, and there's no space before it. That's also called psucha. There is no ksav to seal it in, if you will, before the beginning of Kaddish. Sivkatan kufnun zayin. The imshina. If you change what's stuma to psucha and vice versa, ben sha'asa mi stuma psucha, whether you take a stuma and make it a psucha on psucha or you take a psucha and make it stuma, either way, the Mechaber says it's possible. The Ramah comes with a leniency. Sivkatan kufnun ches. V'yesh machshirim, some say it's okay if they're all psucha. So it's a little bit to say. B'diyevin. He agrees with chatchila that v'hoyim shemoya should be stuma. B'diyevet, if it's psuch, it's okay. What's the pshat? The time of the reason is she'af shebet Torah parshas v'hoyim shemoya he's stuma. Even though in a sefer Torah v'hoyim shemoya is a stuma, there are words on the same line, and then a space, and then v'hoyim shemoya begins. Mikomalkam kivin shebet Torah ain't a smucha klal parshas shema. In a sefer Torah v'hoyim shemoya is not adjacent to shema. Ain't zeh nechshav shinui. So we don't consider it as an alteration if the spacing between V'hoim Shema and Shema is Psucha as opposed to Stuma. Even though in the Sefer Torah it's a Stuma. Because if you go from Shema to V'hoim Shema, you'll find several Psuchos also until you get to V'hoim Shema. And the Achorim agree with this. So, the fact that V'hoyim Shema is not adjacent with Shema in a Sefer Torah, and there are several Pesuchos between them, so you can have a Pesucha. Even though immediately before V'hoyim Shema is a Stuma, but if you go back to Shema and V'hoyim Shema, there's many Pesuchos in between there, not to mention at the end of a Parsha too, so to leave a Pesucha would not passel. Sevkan, Kufn, and Tes, B'chum, Pesuchos, so they could all be Pesuchos. Well, the hapich im asa eza parsha meshalosh parsha stuma. What if the opposite? What if I made one of the three pesuchos into a stuma? Lukul yam apostle. There, no one says it's okay. That's for sure no good. Kain kasu ha'achonim. That the achonim write. Od kasu, they write further. The davgam asa the parsha v'haim shemoa parasha pesucha kash deezu. This sheet is only allowing v'haim shemoa to be a pesucha. But let's say there's no space between V'hoyim Shemoa and Shema. Lo b'daf shalov, lo b'daf shal parsha Shema. Not in its column and not in the column of Shema. The Hainu, meaning to say, what happened? Shehischel osa b'roshi toher el yoyna shebedaf. You began V'hoyim Shemoa on the top line of its column, at the beginning of the line, and there's no space prior to the first letter. It begins at the beginning of the line. And at the end of Shema, the last line of Shema, you also didn't leave any space. Let's say I did leave a little space, but it wasn't nine letters. The Heinrich de Licht of Tesha Oisis, nine letter space is the space you're supposed to have. If you didn't do that, we do consider that as a total change from what's written in the Torah. Upasel lekuli alma. Everyone would agree that's possible. Afilu parshas even for v'hoyim shemoa. So this leniency of starting v'hoyim shemoa at the beginning of the line as a psucha, but you have to make sure that Shema, the last time Shema, doesn't end at the end of the line. He's saying there's no indentation v'hoyim shemoa and there's no spacing at the end of Shema. So then it's not a psucha, it's not a stuma. Now, what makes v'hoiki yaviyacha a psucha? The fact that nine empty letters under Kadesh before I start the next line. So you want to make v'hoim shemoa psucha, you got to do that too. If there's no space at the end of Shema and you start bringing the line, that's not a psucha, it's not a stuma. So even this sheet with zichol, that's possible. Ubesov parshas v'hoim shemoa, as far as the end of v'hoim shemoa, which is the last parsha, ain't tzorach in yesh shemoa. You don't have to leave any space there. You can go to the end of the line. V'chein nohagin l'sayim al ha'aretz besov shita tachtonim. There's a minute to end al ha'aretz at the end of the last line because it's the last parsha. We're not worried about what happens after that. Sif katan kufsaf, medinas elu v'chulu. So the Ramah says, in our places, we make v'haim shemoa apsucha, the beginning of the line. V'af l'chadchila mitzvah l'asos osos stuma. Now l'maisa, l'chadchila, the best way to do it is stuma. Gam l'yesh machshirim, even though yesh machshirim, some say it's still kosher, but l'chadchila, it should, like the Mishnah Berurah said, kuflun ches, it's b'diavet that we do this. L'chadchila, it should be stuma. So what is there a minig? You make a minig of a b'di'evet? You made a minig, it's inappropriate. There are more quotes in it anyway. And since b'di'evet it is karsha no matter how you did it, there's no way to make it stuma to yotze all the shittas, the Rambam and the Rosh. So hold on to this minik kadesh lo loyti lazav yishonim. We don't want to say bad things about our predecessors. V'chein kasa magen avram b'shem alecha chamudas. Magen avram closes the name alecha chamudas. Al medivrei levush v'hagra. But if you look into levush and vilna goin, mashma sheyoyset tov lasus k'mosha kasvich. No, they say do the shulchan aruch. Why should I lechatchila make a minik out of a yesh machshir and b'diavet? That's not a minik. Don't make a minik out of a b'diavet. Sifkan kuf samach. Aleph. We're still back in the Ramah. Medinos elu no hagen af v'chulu. The minig is that the last parasha is psuchos. V'chem b'tfilin shal Rabbeinu Tam. Yasa gam ken klum psuchos. In Rabbeinu Tam's tfilin, you also make them psuchos. V'af she koyse v'ayim shemoa achra shema. Even though you write v'ayim shemoa after shema. K'le kaman simen lamadal mishnah brua sifkan gimel. As we will learn in simen lamadalad. Yenia kashir tisha oisis achra la'aretz. Leave 9 letters space after la'aretz. You'll begin Shema at the beginning of the next column. So Mechaber explains that Shema and the other parashas that are psuchos begin at the beginning of a line. That's what makes it psucha according to everyone. If there's 9 empty letter space at the last line of the previous parasha, and you start the next parasha at the beginning of the line, that's a pesucha for sure. From lo hischa b'rosh hashita, but if by accident the sofer didn't start at the beginning of the line, of the second column, el heniach ma'at ravach, he left a little space. Afilu pachas mitisha oisis, even though the spacing is less than 9 oisis, higher parashas unika stuma l'harambam. The Rambam would call that stuma, upsula filu b'dievet, impossible b'dievet. Pimagodim says that if I only pushed it off 1 or 2 letter spaces in, gam ken yishlomu the apostle, but tzurchim is elachor, it's apostle tzurchim. What's the tzurchim? The notes in tzurchim is because maybe if it's only 1 or 2 letters off, that's not called indented at all. But lamaisa, so the Rambam would hold even a small indentation is going to change it from psucha to stuma. So my mamordchai seems to say that b'di'evet do not be machmir if you indent a little bit. But really, should be very careful. If you indented 9 letters, nothing to talk about. It's possible. But the shaila is if it's less than 9 letters. So that's the shaila, and how less are we worried about? So it's mashma here, 1 or 2 letters, but b'di'evet might be okay. Once you get to 3 letters, he's saying it's going to be possible. Then hishir kishir tevis asher. If there's a space where you could write the word asher before you started kadesh v'hoi ki aviyecha or shema, nearly the yesh lahachmer fil b'di'evet. I would think you have to be machmer even b'di'evet as possible. Hari b'shir zeh b'vadi ish kishisha oisis katanis v'yoser. The letters of asher can make up 6 oisis katanis. Remember, an ois katan is a yud. So he's saying you fit up at least 6 oisis katanis, at least 6 yuds in the letters of Asher, or more. Look, Masha Kosta, Masha Shekel writes it as well. V'aldas hataz mitzdarf medina l'kuli amul hikaris stuma afilo hoya harevach shalemalu l'mata rakashit yisha oisis katanis le'tzirif. And the Taz points out that we would combine the space at the end of the bottom line to the space at the beginning of the top line, and if in combination it's 9 letters, that's already called stuma. Like the Pimagodim writes, "Hi, the Masha Kosva Rambam." When the Rambam says, "V'yinich mat revach v'chulo," leave a space. Who is shirkotim ma'od? It's a very small space to already be called a stuma. Okay, and therefore, If the Sefer realizes he began his first line a little bit indented, even one letter indented, not on the border he originally made, you know what he's going to do? Do every other line that way. The next line should start right under the first line. Even though he made his border off, so to speak, he didn't follow his border, so don't follow the border. Follow the first letter on the top line to make sure it's psucha. Sivkan kuf samakimel. Tes oisios. So there should be a space of 9 oisios at the bottom of the previous line and start the next line at the beginning. The 9 oisios are made up by 3 ashers in a row. So then you need a space that includes another 2 small letters to separate them. Because between the 3 ashers, there'll be 2 spaces to separate them. But lemaisa, if the spacing is at the bottom of the line is only sufficient for 9 small oisis, basically 9 yuds, it's also okay. Like the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. So the asher are big letters, the yuds are small letters. If you couldn't get 3 alphs and 3 shins and 3 reishes, if you can get 9 yuds, that would also be enough to create a psucha at the top of the next line. That you should measure the 9 letters based on the rest of the writing of that parsha. These are the shiurim for psuchas or stumas. If you follow this format, leaving 9 letters blank at the bottom of Kaddish and V'hayiki Aviyacha, and starting the 3 first parashas at the beginning of the line, those are all psuchos. And then V'haya im Shemaya, you should indent 9 letters. That makes it a stum of the Das HaRambam. V'after Das HaRosh he psucha. Now the Rosh holds that is a psucha. Mikamokam on oisin kach, we still do that. He after asos betfilin through a stuma, sheyotzba libe dekul yama. There's no way to make a stuma for V'haya im Shemaya that everyone would agree upon. What are we doing in Sefer Torah for Stuma? We finished the previous parasha midline. Then there's a 9 letter space. Then you continue that the next parasha on the same line. That's a Stuma according to Rambam, according to the Rosh, no problem. The Stuma because it's sealed in before and after there's writing. There's no way to do that in tefillin. The kol parashu ba'oman acher. Each parasha is on its own column. And similarly, im yirtzal niach shita achas chalak betchilas parashas v'hayim shemoyah. Let's say you have divinetsa. V'hayim shemoyah, leave the first line blank. V'lahaschal b'ru shita shni, and start at the beginning of the second line. That's not a stuma according to everyone. The rak l'harosh. The rosh would say it's a stuma. L'olam not according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that's also psucha. Since there's no way to satisfy everyone, Nahagu Karabam, the meaning is like the Rambam, the way the Shulchan Aruch says. Well, if Fisha Kane Iker after Sefer Torah, because really in the Sefer Torah, that's the way it is too. If you can't accommodate all the Shitas, which will cost your day, a Simon Ayan Reshe. Ubetaz Himsi Eitzah La Soysis Stuma Shiesa Libidukliyama. Comes along the Taz. And he has an eight, so they make a stuma for v'hayim shemar that even the rush would agree. The hainu. Sheva parasha rishoyin u'shniya yaseh hakol k'mash kos b'shulchan aruch. The first 2 parashas do exactly like the Shulchan Aruch says. V'aksha parasha shema b'soifa yiniach revich pachos michtei tisha oisis katanos. When you get to shema, the last line end within 3-4 letters of the end of the line. Not 9. 3-4 letters. V'chein yiniach revach pachos mitisha oisis katanos. Then when you start by Mishmaya, don't start at the beginning of the line, but don't have a 9 letter space either. Make sure it's a 3-4-5 letter space. So you don't have 9 letter space in one spot. Only if you combine the end of the previous column with the beginning of this column, together you have 9 oisius. He nikus stumul kliyama. Even the Rosh would agree that's called a stuma. The Ram would agree it's a stuma, and that's the best way to do it. V'chein kasev b'tshuves harama mipano uber hagro v'chein mashpi megodim shkam hunog v'sos kein. Rama mipano liked it. The Vilna Gaon liked it, and that's the mashmos of prima godim. V'dan you should know the b'diavad afilim shi'ir revach katisha oisus gedolus mikol sad gam kein kasher. B'diavad, if I did leave a 9-letter space bottom of Shema, the top of Shemaya, it's okay. The Rambam, he's stuma. The Rambam holds that's a stuma. Ula Rashi p'sucha. The Rashi holds his p'sucha. V'ksav al yabasif kan kufnun ches b'shem achron. We said before in kufnun ches the skim la halacha ki yesh machshir halal. The halacha we could follow the Ramah who says they could all be p'suchos. V'yesh me'agadom shnor galasas ki nechatchil and some lechatchila did that way. V'nara nara pashtes. Whichever which way you do it is good. V'ayim ber halacha. So essentially, there are three mahalchim. You could start each one of p'sucha straight out. And the Yotze, the way the Ramos says, there was such a minig, but the Mishnah Berurah was unhappy because you're making a minig out of a b'dieved. You could do it like the Rambam, the way the Mechaber brings it, which makes Mahayim Shemoa indented 9 letters before the start. And if you do like the Taz, Mahayim Shemoa is only indented 3-4 letters, and at the end of Shema you have 3-4 letters, and in Siruf you have 9 letters, and he holds that's a stuma according to everyone. If you go to the Sofer by Parshius, he may show you both options. He may show you Taz Parshius, he may show you Rambam Parshius. The Mechaber doesn't entertain this idea of Tziruf Aliba the Taz. The Ramah doesn't either. It would seem the Pasha Locha Mechaber Ramah is to do a 9 ois space. But the fact is, the Taz came up with this Einfal, and the Vilna Gaon liked it, and Pima liked it, Pima Godem liked it, so that's another Eitza, and it's a Naranar Pashta. Either way, Lamaisa, either way, I'm going to say it's Kosher.